AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and welcoming back in for another program on this, slightly rainy Tuesday morning. Welcoming back in the Civitans with a very successful paddle party.
Yes, we did. Very, very good. Thanks to Bartlesville.
Well, that's great. For those that missed out, and I think I know, but you just hold one of these a year, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We were told the other night that maybe we should do two a year, so I don't know what will happen.
Well, okay, but I will help you publicize it when you decide to hold two a year.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in. You brought in Grace Farmer with you?
Yes, Grace Farmer, and she is the governor of our Heartland District, and that is what our club is the Heartland District.
Okay, thanks for coming in, Grace. How many states, how much area in the Heartland District?
Well, we actually have five states. We have Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas, and we're broken into seven areas within that five-state region. So we've got about 39 clubs and about 1,000 members.
That is says a lot about the population, that they understand the mission of the Civitan Club, then, I guess.
Yes, it is. It's a very good mission, and we have a wonderful research center on the campus of the University of Alabama. It's our Civitan International Research Center. So that's really, really big for Civitan, and that's kind of our main focus on what we do, working with those with intellectual disabilities.
Well, and locally, I know you are active, and you got a great name. We kind of nicknamed your park, officially named Civitan Park, but everybody, you know, kind of knows it as Dinosaur Park.
Dinosaur Park, yes. And we are going to have a dedication to it in April. April is Civitan Month. And so we're doing the dedication to the new park pavilion on the 26th, I believe.
The
26th of April.
Okay, I knew you had told us before, but I want to make sure we get it out there as many times as possible, because hopefully you'll have good weather and a whole bunch of people out there to say, please use the park.
Yes. Yes.
But the work goes on. Now that you've raised a little bit of money for the mission of Civitan, and I know that the funds, some of it will stay here in the community, but of course you are part of a national organization, so my guess is that part of that will go toward the national mission.
Yes, it will. Part of it will go to the, what do I want to say, Grace? The
intellectual disabilities.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Civitan right. International Research yeah. Center.
There right, you go. Right.
Okay. Well, locally, what's going on that we need to talk about? I think you had an awards program coming up,
We do. The Servant's Heart Award, and it is in April also. And we are hunting people to nominate people that take care of, that are caregivers that get no recognition. And we need everybody to put in their applications. They need to be in by April the 8th. And then we'll have a awards dinner on the April the 18th at night, that night out at Bartlesville Seniors. So we need everybody to get it. And here's that letter.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Tony, I'll go ahead and make a copy of this before you leave so I
okay.
can put a link to it on our website. But again, you can submit your entry either through your post office box or
right.
you have
or
an
to
email,
my email.
To an email on that I will post on online letter later rather than while people are driving into work try to write it down.
Right.
caregiver, we think of somebody that comes in on a, I'll say, daily or regular basis to help someone with some sort of problem, usually physical, but it doesn't have to be. Is that right?
Right.
And so we're looking for that person that is giving, that is exhibiting all the, I'll say, the traits that we would like a caregiver to give.
Right. And a lot of them do not get paid for what they're doing and no recognition at all. Last year, we had, I think, five or six nominees that came out, and Cheryl Cheryl Klinkenbeard at Torrey Place Apartments is a service coordinator, and she's the one that got it last year. Very deserving. And it's just a great way to recognize someone that does so much for the community but doesn't get any recognition for it.
And it's those nominations from the community that that's the information you have to go on. So we're looking for them to tell us more information than less information. Don't just send in the name and one or two sentences on why.
Right, right. On the application, we're asking for certain things, their experience, and just give us an idea of what they do and who they do it for, and yeah.
Okay, maybe how long they've been doing it.
Right.
You know, like I said, tell us a good story.
A very good story.
If you're telling us a good story, there's a reason, because the person probably is doing the job.
That's right. And last year we had all of the nominees come out to the dinner and was recognized, and we told what they did and everything, and then we announced who won, but... Yeah, so they all get to be recognized.
That's great. That means that whether they are the award recipient or not, someone is standing up and talking about good things about what this person is doing.
That's right. That's right.
And you can re-nominate someone if you nominated someone last year other than the award recipient.
Yes.
It's okay. Put them back in, right?
That is right. Yes, put them back in. We need everybody to nominate somebody. Yeah.
Well, that's what we want to make sure, right? Because you'd be surprised on just some of the misconceptions, I think, that come out. Well, I nominated them last year. They don't want to hear from me again.
Oh, no. If you nominated someone last year and they didn't win, put them back in, because there's a chance they'll win this year.
Absolutely. And besides that, it makes the competition just that much tougher for whoever does win.
That's right.
Actually, Charlie, Service Heart is something that was new with Civitan, and it's actually started last year. So this is our second annual, basically, Service Heart Award. But it was a new program that was brought out by Scarlett Thompson and our Civitan group, and our headquarters is in Birmingham, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And so they actually brought this out as a way to recognize those people. And I think it's really, really great, because unless you actually work with someone with disabilities, you really don't understand what all they go through on a daily basis, because it's not like you and I that get up every morning and brush our teeth and do the things that are normal. You know, these people have to have help on a daily basis, getting dressed, getting to where they need to go, so they can't do the things that you and I take for granted every day. So people that work with these kind of, whether they're young people or even, you know, people into their older age, you just really don't realize what all they go through 24/7 to, you know, make sure that these people can live as much normal life as possible.
And I think that's an admirable characteristic. And it's nice to know that that's an area of emphasis for Civitan, and it's something that a mission you've taken seriously.
Yes, we actually have several little homes in Bartlesville, ARC, and where people actually are staffed and people live there, and they work with those kind of people and help take care of them on a daily basis.
But, I mean, and I say this, in a kind way, you could sit back and say, well, they've got all the professionals they need. You want volunteers. You want people to again, show that caring heart, right?
Yes.
And so it's part of the mission of Civitan, and part of the reason I would guess that many of the members locally have joined.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And if you ever get an opportunity and you actually are in Birmingham, Alabama, and you're on the campus of the University of Alabama, I would make a point of going by and actually taking a tour of our research center, because we actually hire 80 doctors and clinicians that work there on a daily basis. And they do research with Down syndrome, Rett syndrome, autism, all kinds of things. And so it's really, really wonderful. And we also have a really huge imaging center where, you know, they do lots of research. And it's just a phenomenal thing. And Civitan's actually, when this was actually built, it was agreed upon that Civitan's nationwide, worldwide, would actually donate $1 million a year to help cover the cost of all this. So we have a lot of things that we do to help with the research center, but... anyway, we do a lot of things with to actually help those with intellectual disabilities. And so it's just a huge thing. So if you ever get to Birmingham, that's a place you need to go.
It is marvelous.
Well, it sounds like Bartlesville is a good home for that mission, and it's apparently alive and well. And we will continue with our community connection coming up in just a moment. Brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again, focusing on the mission of the Bartlesville Civitan Club. That's the focus with the Dinosaur Park, and again, the park dedication coming up later next month, actually, and you are invited. We are forecasting more than a month away. Good weather for it, but we'll see what happens. Whatever it is better weather than when you originally had it scheduled, right?
Well, let's hope so.
the park, how many years has the park been open now?
Oh my gosh, actually the idea came from a couple of members of our club that were married and they had a child with disabilities. And so there was not a park in town that was actually accessible for those with those kind of disabilities. So they actually got this going. This has been several years. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many years right now. I can't think of it. But actually it was their idea. And so Civitan's actually raised $150,000 to actually build to get the equipment. And so we raised that money. And when the equipment actually came and it was all done, people from the community, they actually got together and they went out to the park. And this was done by folks in the community actually getting this put together. And so it was really interesting to, you know, we got front page coverage and you could actually see people working with their hands to construct this. And then later on down the road, we actually raised money to put the shades that you see over the park equipment. So that way in the summer when it gets really, really hot, it protects the children from getting burned because of that metal and everything. And now we have actually raised money and we have actually will have a pavilion out there. So you can actually go out and have picnics and sit under the pavilion. And it's really, really great. But this actually started from an idea from two members in the club.
Forgive me if I am remembering this wrong, but I think Lisa Beeman was saying that the Civitans invested something in the neighborhood of like $40,000 just in the pavilion itself.
Yes.
And then I know we had several local contractors who donated a portion of their services so that, again, between combined multiple $1,000s of volunteer work by professional contractors to actually get everything installed for you.
Yes, and so it's really been great to see the community come together to put this, you know, for these children. And we are the only park in town that is handicap accessible.
Well, it's certainly great to have, and Bartlesville has stepped up and said we like it, we want to use it.
That's right.
You were out there as club members, and you painted a great picture for me during the commercial break. Someone, you know, handing the nuts and bolts to somebody with a wrench.
We were out there handing nuts and bolts to men, putting their toys together, and it was just we are a hands-on club. And it was just great to see, you know, all of us working together and what we can do.
and apparently getting the job done, too, yeah.
That's right.
You know, Charlie, one of our focuses is all about, we're about service. That is our main focus. Mm-hmm. What we can do to serve other people to make our community better. So it's really great when we actually are out there doing that and you can see the results of what you put into a project and you can see, you know, how it all takes place. But basically, our main focus is service to others.
And it shows. It shows when you're looking at recognizing this Servant's Heart Award, it runs right down what you're painting for me as the mission of the organization, and you're taking it down to one individual and really putting a spotlight on that one individual. So again, we need to get those nominations in.
That's right. We need the nominations.
And there's so many people behind the scenes that you never see, and you know, like I said, it's great to really honor those people and let them have a moment to shine for what they do.
That's right. And I'm sure that everybody knows someone out there that is can be nominated. And so you just need to look around and get these nominations in, and let's recognize these great people that do so much for other people.
How does someone become a Civitan? When do you meet? Where do you meet? If any, what qualifications does it take?
Okay. Qualification is a live body, a person willing to help us. We have two meetings a month. The first meeting is on the first Thursday at Bambino's downtown. And then our second meeting is on the third Thursday of the month, and it's at Bartlesville Seniors in G Building at 6 o'clock, and it's a dinner meeting, and everybody just, it's potluck, and we always have a speaker at all of our meetings, and so we'd love to have all of you come out and visit us and fill out a form and join us.
Well, it sounds like obviously you're getting the job done, and more hands make for easier work, right?
That's right. That's right.
And if you don't know where Bartlesville Seniors is, we're actually right behind Homeland on Madison. And originally, our club actually got two HUD housing grants, $2 million apiece, $1 million to build 20 units and $1 million to oversee those 20 units. And we got two of those. And so that was really a big project for Civitan.
Mm-hmm. Landmark, very very well placed in behind Homeland. I think the entrance actually is off of Adams. So maybe right adjacent to the Social Security office.
Yeah, yes.
Would be a almost better landmark because that's where you're going to turn.
Yes. And it's a great place. It gives seniors a affordable place to live. I was the manager out there for 15 years, and it is just really great. And they have, in G Building, there is a nutrition site, and so they serve noon meals 5 days a week, and they do all kinds of things for during, you know, bingo and dominoes. And then with our service coordinator, Cheryl, she does things for all the residents also and plans things, so... It's just a great place to live and affordable for seniors.
But it's interesting how Civitan has evolved because I actually grew up in Civitan, and my dad was, we used to be the Oklahoma, Kansas district, and my dad was the governor of that district in 1970, and this is before women were allowed to be a Civitan. It used to be that the ladies had their organization, and then the men had theirs. And the women, you know, they had their little teas and fashion shows, and the men went into smoke-filled rooms and took care of business. But in 1974, now, I've heard this. I don't know if this is an actual fact, but I think Civitan was the first organization to actually allow women to be a member. So we were co-ed. It wasn't just the men's fraternity anymore. And so that was really quite interesting. And Civitan is now passed. We're actually 102 years old now. But in 1970, we were 50 years old. And I remember my dad has this book, and it's got, and we used to have these magazines that came out on a monthly basis. Now it's all done by email, you know, electronic. But this book was put together for him when he was the governor. And in it, there's this section. Because every year we have an international convention, because we're not just in the United States, we're in 19 other countries. But anyway, there was a section in this book about, before this is before women could be Civitans, about what women should wear to the international convention.
Oh, wow.
And here it is, 2019. So women have come a long way.
I would not dispute that.
And so Civitan has become very progressive. So Tony is, she's our club president. I'm our district governor. And so... You know, you can't have an organization these days without a woman being involved. So,
you were two excellent examples. So, thank you for sharing a little bit of history with us. And I think in general, I'll give credit to organizations just on a worldwide basis that we made decisions along the way that brought in more membership and some good ideas.
Very good. Yes.
This is, again, locally, how long has the Civitan organization been in Bartlesville? Do you know for sure?
Well, we actually used to have two clubs.
Okay.
Okay, we had two. And then we just merged into one group. As it is with all organizations, you know, it's really hard to get members to get involved. Mm-hmm. And I realize everybody's busy, but my father raised me to where you give back to your community. it's not about being served, but it's about serving others. And so he raised me that way. And a lot of times it all depends on how you're raised and how you feel about your community. You know, if you're a part of your community, I feel like everybody should give back a little bit, because what you get, you need to give back in return.
Is it a fair statement that we move through time, that the younger generations typically are not joiners? I'm just looking at it from a national level, from everything from American Legion to whatever organization you want to think of, that the number of local members seems to be on the decline from where it was, let's say, 20, 30, 40 years ago?
I would say yes. It is on the decline. And younger people, it's really interesting, because I've talked to younger people, and it's like they don't want to, for younger people, it's like they don't want to commit to one thing in particular, because something better may come along. So they want that opportunity to say, okay, I was going to go to this, but I think I've changed my mind because something better has happened. Well, so they don't have the commitment that we as older people and how we were raised, I think. It's just a different generation.
Well, here's something better for you. So consider the Civitans. And again, come to the membership meetings. We've talked about when and where they are. Again, you've got the dedication for the Civitan Park coming up a little bit more than a month away.
Yes.
And we're looking for good weather on that. And congratulations on an excellent paddle party as a
participation. Yes, it was just marvelous. It was the best one we've ever had.
And that's our Community Connection on 1400 K1 News, on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Authorities say the man...